Also, Daryl coming up at 8 o'clock. If you're upset about the stadium, Daryl is your guy. Daryl is as hot and bothered about the stadium as anybody's going to be. I'm calling him Daryl Kucinich. That's how upset Daryl is about the stadium.
People are saying Daryl's in the pockets of the Haslams. Like, I'm excited to talk to Daryl about this because
he should be in the pocket of Abdul Carter because he's like, oh, all these quarterbacks are terrible. You're going to take one of them.
I'll tell you, as a fan of the Browns and someone who doesn't live in Cleveland anymore, I'm like, I am in the county, kind of sitting back and enjoying it all.
You're trying to enjoy it all.
I really am. Okay. I really am.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to Daryl about that coming up at 8 o'clock. Plus, I hope I don't make an enemy of him because I've been sitting on something here for the last 4 days. And I'm a little bit upset about it. He got me worked into a shoot on Monday, and I am... I'm in a fighting mood coming up at 8. 216-474-0092. All right, was last night a bad night? Or was there something more for your Cleveland Cavaliers to be worried about? We had just had a great call from Isaac and Shaker. And I mean, there are several points to make. Like, you have to take something from every loss because you only have so many of them. So I can't poo-poo everything. But there's certain parts where I'm going, man, they didn't throw the ball inside. Why didn't they do that? They turned the ball over like crazy. When somebody brought up on Twitter, Twitter Reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Can they turn the ball over like crazy against Indiana? Yeah, they've been sloppy here over the last couple of weeks. I wonder if they had their best game against Oklahoma City, and then everything else has just been kind of this like, all right, here we go, at a different pace. The minutes that Donovan Mitchell has played, I think, have had an effect on him. The lack of minutes that he's played, because I think they're trying to gear him up for the postseason. I think that is going to have an effect on him. And there's plenty saying I'm just making a bunch of big fat excuses. Why? If I got on the freaking radio right now and started saying that they needed to make trades and upset the core four right now, what would Cleveland think of me?
Are you guys just going to do Homer radio every single day here?
Would I be the one telling the truth? Or would I be the one who's trying to find problems with a good basketball team? I think it's the latter.
Well, treating these like NFL games, because that's what that would be. If you're waking up today going, that's it, Cavs have no shot in the playoffs. Well, you're treating these like NFL games, which I think is a good thing for the NBA. Like, people should value the regular season games a little bit more. And who has done that more than the Cavs this year? They have come out and played so hard, showed so much fight in all these games. Mostly, they pulverized their teams to where the fourth quarter is kind of a non-entity. And it's because of that we don't have a ton of late game situations, final 2 minutes. That was what was so special about that first game in Cleveland, that you had that game go down to the wire, and it wasn't Donovan Mitchell, it was Darius Garland and Evan Mobley coming through when the game was on the line. That was awesome to see. You did know that Oklahoma City, even without Chet, even without Hartenstein, like, they were going to treat this as a big game. I think they even pretty much said so as much. Atkinson said, they're going to throw everything at us in this game. I'm a little surprised they weren't a little more prepared, knowing that those two bigs weren't going to be there and how to beat them. And you notice, remember, the Cavs went zone in parts of the third and in that fourth quarter, that first game. I did say, hey, Oklahoma City is going to be ready for that this time. And my God, they dissected any time we went to zone.
Chuck, on the road, you're first up on the Fan.
Yo, the Cavs have spoiled us, guys. Ooh. They're 34-6, for gosh sakes. If we're playing, we don't have to worry about OKC until when?
The finals.
And we first got to get there. And if this were an actual series with them, it would be 1-1. They would flush this game. They wouldn't even be thinking about it. So you can't press them. I've watched about every minute of every game that the Cavs have played this year. They are the real deal. They have vaulted to the conference. We got to get by the Celtics and the Pacers, and the Hawks beat us a couple times, but there's no reason to panic.
Chuck,
this team will make a difference.
Chuck, thank you very much for the call. I would agree. I think there is a difference between last night's reaction and then this morning's reaction. I think people have had a chance to sleep on it a little bit. You brought up Donovan's month where it might have been the roughest month that he's had.
You got to go back to his second year in the NBA early on in that season to find numbers and shooting percentage and points. He's shooting 38% from the field, which is really, really ugly for somebody as potent and as efficient as Donovan can be. And then I think he's averaging 18 a game. Like, that is bottom barrel for somebody as talented as he is.
They have to be trying some new things. Let me get to Cool Ray in Bedford. Cool Ray, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hi.
Yo, your last call was absolutely wrong. You better start panicking. This is the reason why I watch every game, and I look at games as a different perspective. this team, and Charles Barkley said it yesterday, we don't have a dog on this team. Gilgeous Alexander was a dog yesterday. He walked over the Cavs, and you had the coach saying he thought it was seven people out there playing. Like, come on. Like, what more do you need when you got to – listen, yes, we're in the top of the division. Yes, we have a great record. But you cannot get past Boston when you can't beat a team that don't have bigs. They're big set out. You're supposed to walk that team. The first.
So
game,
what do you want them to do? What do you want them to do, Cool Ray? What do you want them to do?
This is what they should be doing. They should be starting to play championship basketball, which means if you blow everybody
up. It's January 17th.
But you have to – listen, basketball – listen, the championship, you got to build up to that type. All those days where LeBron could say, I could turn it off and on. We don't have a LeBron like they could just turn it off and on. Donovan Mitchell, look at his numbers. All that wrestling he wanted to do, and they're not getting back to what.
Okay, so you said they have to play championship-level basketball, and then you've talked about LeBron. What do they need to do to play championship-level basketball? Because if you're talking, I just can't make them do it and go play like champions. Okay, thank you, Ken.
Somebody, because Garden, I'm going to give it to you. Garden been trying to step up, but we need Donovan Mitchell, the leader of the team, to play like what we saw.
Wrong.
Alexander.
Wrong.
So
We need a goal. What more, Cool Ray, does Donovan Mitchell have to do to prove to you that he will be there for you? What more does he have to do? Because I need No. I'm going to tell you this. I need Darius Garland to step up. That's what I've needed for the last 3 years. Darius needs to step up. Evan needs to step up. Is there a chance I could say that this is by design? Hey, if I'm full of it coming up in the summer, you can go ahead and tell me that. But there is a chance that this is by design. He's not just playing 20 minutes a night because he might be carrying something there, but I do think that there has to be something by design here to try to make Darius step up, to make Evan Mobley step up.
If that's by design, here it is. Don't forget now, you got other players out there watching this. Like, they know our weaknesses. We know our weaknesses. But Donovan has to be the guy. Whatever you're doing, Donovan has to be the guy who can, even though we hate to say it, he cannot have nine shooting games like he had yesterday. He cannot have it like he did before the first time he played. Donovan cannot go into any game with only scoring 9 points and we expect to win.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Can't do that.
I understand that, but you didn't give me an answer for Garland and Evan Mobley.
Okay, well, here it is. Garland and Evan Mobley. But Mobley, this is what Mobley needs to start doing. I understand you shooting at a percentage of high. You're not a three-point shooter yet. It's not in your game. Stop doing that.
You want him to stop shooting threes?
If we're up by 20,
go for it.
Oh,
but no,
on.
Not as a regular shot. That's not where he's at. We got plenty of
three-point. When's he supposed to not do it? When is he supposed to not do it? He's not Greg Ostertag,
right,
Ray.
The Cavs' greatest assets, we have two bigs, one that can run the floor, both of them can run the floor. He can bring it up, right? We know that. But to constantly be out there, because once you shoot them threes, you take yourself away from them defensive rebounds and offensive rebounds. This is where the Cavs have been great at. This is why, because he wasn't really doing it on that level.
I disagree.
We have all these three-point shooters in spot up for the first time since LeBron era.
We
don't need him to do that in the game like that.
Ray, I appreciate the call. I flat out, fatly disagree. Thank you very much for making it. All I heard throughout Evan Mobley's entire beginning of his career is how he needs to shoot more threes. And Jason and I had knocked down, Lloyd had knocked down dragouts in here about him taking more threes where he would take two in a game, and that was a big deal. He's taking more threes. He's hitting more threes. I think he's choosing his spots better on the threes. I don't think he's going to be Mark Price ever in his career, but he's working on the threes. Now all of a sudden we don't want him to shoot threes? I mean, come on. You're finding different reasons to be upset about last night.
Last night my problem was he didn't take threes or shots inside the three-point range. He only took seven shots against a team that had no rim protection. That needed to be an Evan Mobley game. That needed to be a Jared Allen game. The two of them combined for just 13 field goal attempts. That's not good enough. Those guys should have abused Oklahoma City's guards, their perimeter players, their wings. They should have backed them up. They should have got inside. And Atkinson's been such a great X's and O's guy this year. They did not acknowledge that advantage last night. They didn't go to it. And that ended up being a weakness for the Cavs yesterday. You tried to play Oklahoma City at their pace and their game. That was a huge mistake.
Tim and Parma, you're next up on the fan. Hello.
When you live by the three, you die by the three. And shooting 50% three-point shots is not sustainable in the playoffs. The defense is going to get tighter, and they have to be able to make those adjustments when the shots aren't falling. And pretty much every game they've lost, they don't make those adjustments, and that's where the issue is going to be for the season.
I'm still not sure. Historically, you've been right, Tim, and thank you for the call. Historically, you've been right, but I'm still not sure if it's going to change for this postseason or if that doesn't change for this postseason. It's been a three like I've never seen ever. And the three balls have gone up. I don't know if it's going to be the same old now it turns into a paint game and it turns into a bit of a throw it inside game. And I still don't know why they didn't decide to throw it inside myself last night.
Yeah,
that was a miss. That was a terrible, terrible, terrible miss.
It was bizarre last night, but taking any long term, the takeaways are just insane right now. Like, obviously, Donovan Mitchell needs to play way better. He does. But am I worried about Donovan Mitchell in January? Yes, it's been a bad month for him. And as I pointed out, it's one of the worst months of his NBA career. It's been six games. Maybe we'll find out he's dealing with something. But, I mean, didn't Donovan show you last year on one leg just how ridiculously talented he can be in a series?
Yeah.
And the good news is this year, I think he does have legitimate help that he probably didn't have last year. So if he is on one leg, I mean, that wouldn't be good if you're playing Boston Celtics and he's, you know, struggling again with injuries. But you do have other guys that can take some of the pressure off of him. And I don't think you could say that a year ago.
Eric in Akron, you're next up on the fan.
Morning, fellas.
Morning, Eric.
So I think it was a bad night. And I also think I agree with Anthony. Donovan needs to play better. I think people are overreacting, acting like we're – but like I think you said it, Ken, that this is a – we have to win every game.
Now, Lima said it. I think he was right, though. I just want to give credit.
As far as the 50% from three, like, I just disagree that that can't happen. I mean, look at the Celtics last year. They were bashing home threes, and they won it all. I think the game's different, and a lot of people are having a hard time adjusting. But when shot fallen, I need Donovan to step up. I need Donovan to carry us home. And he definitely didn't do that last night, and he hasn't done that a couple times this year.
It's always been our thing where the playoffs have been significantly different than the regular season. And thank you for the call, Eric. That it's going to have a more inside game, that's going to be tighter, that they don't call as many fouls, that they let them play. We've said it a million times. But with the amount of threes that everybody's taken this year, I can't find a way. If it's live by the three and die by the three and you die by the three, fine. This team is built for this level of NBA basketball, for this generation of NBA basketball. Why do I get away from something like that? You want Evan to shoot more threes? Fine, let him shoot more threes. Let him shoot more threes in these sessions, in these games. That flat out, when you're 34-6, they flat out don't matter as much. So I'm going to have to work out some of the things. And so if Donovan plays 21 minutes, which I can't really use as an example because they got their asses kicked last night. So, yeah, you're going to take Donovan out of the basketball game because it was a joke. But if he's playing fewer minutes, I need to see what Darius Garland is doing. I got to play long term. Can Darius step up to the moment? Because Donovan is a groin injury away from you having to have Darius Garland lead you in a game while he recovers. We have had, knock on wood, the very good fortune of not having the significant injuries that Orlando has had, that Oklahoma City has. It ain't always going to be that way. Guys, we're going to come in here one morning. I hate to say it. We're going to come in here one morning. It's going to be after, well, oh, gosh, Donovan, well, they're talking about an injury. Darius, they're talking about an injury here. You know, he could miss a few games. I mean, God forbid there's something serious. But we're going to do that. They have to prepare for that moment. And Kenny Atkinson's not an idiot. He knows that. Last night, an abomination of the game. There's no excuse for last night. They came out cold. I don't know if they didn't take him seriously. They thought they were going to romp. But I look at it as, hey, are you a bad basketball team? No, it was a terrible night. Get your act together going up against Minnesota on Saturday.
I got to tell you, I'm impressed. I'm impressed, Cleveland, because I didn't think you had it in you to treat a regular season basketball game like it was a game seven of a playoff series.
Because they want to believe. They want to believe.
Or an NFL game.
It's not that they don't want to believe. It's that they want to believe and they're nervous going, hey, are we making a big deal? Because everybody in the world's telling us Boston is the big voice. Are we making a big deal or everybody's telling us Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's the next big thing?
Where was this overreacting in the second Boston Celtics game that we won? I know they didn't have Jaylen Brown, but we won. Where
was early.
Where was this last week?
The Browns to bitch about.
All right, where was this last week when, you know, we beat Oklahoma City and everybody the next day on national media was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Are we making a mistake not having the Cavs as the team to beat right now in the NBA? Like, where was this last week? We're only going to do this when we lose
big games?
So
you're saying that we're a naturally pessimistic group?
I can't believe
what I'm
hearing
right now.
History
would tell us, would give us a good reason to be pessimistic.
It's a vocal group. I'd like to think it's a minority. I just can't believe what I'm hearing right now.